Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, it's a great Saturday morning. If I didn't know better, you know, when we look at the date, it's the middle of April, April 13th. And if I didn't know better, I would think this was the end of October. Because last night was Halloween at the ballpark, trick or treat. And there were players on the field that thought they dressed up as Phillies, but it was a softball team playing in a major league, playing at Citizens Bank Park. Those uniforms look more like softball, like a softball team uniform, than anything else. Hey, I will say this, and we're going to talk about the uniforms and the video, which I will play the audio of what I don't, it came from Major League Baseball, so I don't know if they put it together. It's insulting and it's embarrassing to Phillies fans. It's insulting and embarrassing, and it's embarrassing to Philadelphia, but I'll play that. But I'm going to get your opinions on the uniforms. It's not the Phillies, but let's first, we'll get to that. Let's, and I'm going to explain. After I play the audio that appeared on social media trying to explain the City Connect and the way that they try to explain that it connects to the city, there's a lot of things that you may think connect to the city, but it has nothing to do with the Phillies. Terrible. It's terrible. But, all right, we'll get into that, and I want your opinions on that. But I also want to first talk about the Phillies. Okay, the reason I asked the question, and we ought to just get the comment from Rob Thompson. He says, "We're gonna slug." Okay, Rob, and I like Rob Thompson. We're gonna slug, but my question was, when you don't hit home runs, what can you do to help this team score? Now, he can't go out there and play for them, but he can change the lineup. He can put speed at the top. He can get players to run around the bases. He can put Stott up there, and if Turner's second, to try to help Turner start to hit again. And everybody says, oh, he's going to hit. Well, it's really been quite a while. In most months, he doesn't hit, or he hasn't. I think Trey Turner is a good offensive player. But what has happened? So to get him to hit, maybe you just throw in there a hit and run. You change it up to try to generate runs without home runs. So I go back to, Rob, what are the Phillies going to do?
We're going to slug at some point. I mean, it's just, that's the way we're built. Yeah. So, you know, it's good to see. You got to win these types of games.
We're going to slug. It's the way they're built. But maybe the way they're built is not the way that you're ultimately going to win a World Series. This is a good baseball team. There's no question it's a good baseball team. Pitching has been terrific. But, again, last night, when they don't hit home runs, they don't score. They have scored more runs so far this season by hitting home runs. You can't be that way. And if you're concerned about the Phillies, that's what I would be concerned about. Oh, you're going to say, well, Turner's going to hit home runs, and Harper's going to hit home runs, and Schwarber's going to hit home runs, and Castellanos, are you still going to say that he's going to hit home runs? Your leading home run hitter is Brandon Marsh. Now, really, is that the guy that can sustain being a home run hitter? He's done a nice job this season, but can he sustain being a home run hitter? That's where I think the Phillies have challenges, and they do have problems scoring runs. It's just, you know, I've been accused. Well, do I ask the questions that, that's another thing. Don't I ask questions that people would like to have answers to and would like to know? If the Phillies don't hit home runs, how are they going to score? Can you help me out? They leave men on base. Whenever they get men on base, they first inning, they get the leadoff hitter gets on. That's great. But he's not going to run. You can stay out of a double play by trying to steal, but you're not going to have Schwarber steal. I'm telling you this. I'm going to stand on that ledge until I can't stand on that ledge anymore. They need to do other things to score runs. And Rob Thompson can say all he wants, we're going to slug.
We're going to slug at some point.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, but is it enough? Is it enough? So we can talk about that this morning. Before the Eagles draft is less than 2 weeks away, and everybody's got ideas. How can you have, you know, your ideas are so all over the place because you don't even know if the Eagles are going to draft at 22. And they have the 22nd spot, but there's always a chance that Howie Roseman's going to trade up. Not that far, but trade up enough to get a player that they've really identified as a player they like, whether it's offensive line, defensive line, or corner. Those are the areas they really need. I remember, you know, all the draft nicks, all the people out there, well, they got to draft Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in the first round. Well, that obviously was ridiculous. He's, at best, a late second round. He's a nice player. At best, a late second round or early third round pick. And you can't, he really, if N'Kobe Dean is healthy, he's N'Kobe Dean. All right. So we can talk about the draft. It's just, you want to just kind of throw out your pick. But the Phillies didn't slug. What's the Eagles pick? Allen Iverson had, you know, I was calling it a sculpture or a statue when I posted it on social media yesterday. And how about T.O. being there? T.O. was there. I don't have no idea why he was there. I mean, he obviously played here when Allen Iverson played here, so maybe they became friendly at times. Who knows? But the first thing he asked me is, how's my casket? Well, the casket that I had for a pregame show to bury the jerseys, the T.O. jerseys. I said, T.O., that was a real casket. You ought to be proud of that I didn't get some fake casket. I got a real casket to bury your jerseys. So we had a little exchange. It was friendly exchange. He was fine. Yeah, he was cool. Yeah, there was no big deal. But so he was there yesterday, but it was a nice event. But it's a sculpture. And if we call it a statue, it is too small. But all those sculptures out at the 76ers practice complex are all, they're sculptures. They're not statues. But, you know, it's just, and it does look small. People are criticizing it because it's so small. It's a sculpture. It's all it is. It's not a statue. but it represents some of the Sixers players. I mean, there was some ex-players there. It was nice to see those. The former players, not ex-players, former players. It was nice to see those guys there. So that was part of a Friday here in Philadelphia. But, you know, all right, before I get to the phones, and I'm going to get to the phones, there was a video posted on social media, and I posted it on Twitter, explaining the Phillies' city connect doesn't connect almost in no shape or way to Philadelphia. It's ridiculous. But listen to this and listen to how much BS and nonsense this is trying to force feed you into marketing people that miss the brand, miss the connection, and put something together that has nothing to do with the historic brand of the Philadelphia Phillies, one of the oldest teams in Major League Baseball. And talking to many people, they talked about the kids, and the kid says, "I ain't gonna wear that. There's no red on it. There's no nothing. I don't care if you have red. You got to have something that says Phillies." And nothing on there says Phillies. All right, listen to this audio. And, I roll my eyes every time I hear it. Go ahead, let's listen to it.
City Connect uniforms have arrived, and here's everything you need to know. The colors blue and yellow are inspired by Philadelphia's flag, which has been unchanged since its inception. The city's rich history is reflected in the lettering, which is reminiscent of our country's historic founding documents. The subtle pattern on the chest plate is inspired by the crack on the Liberty Bell, which is also symbolic of Philly's imperfect nature. Never perfect, but continually striving for better. Philadelphia's skyline will be proudly depicted on the inside of the jersey's collar. But notice the bright blue shade. This was meant to represent Philly's core, a blue-collar, big city with a small-town feel. Moving on to the hat. The iconic Liberty Bell and skyline are featured with two stars as a nod to the traditional Phillies logo type. The sweatband and undervisor feature filigree inspired by Liberty Bell etchings, and their placement mimics that of historic underground revolutions, a common theme in Philadelphia. Last but not least is the sleeve patch. The patch displays the city's nickname, the City of Brotherly Love, with the Liberty Bell taking the place of the O. The letters are stacked as a nod to the love sculpture that sits in the heart of the city. Some of the finer details include an etching pattern similar to literature found around the time of the Revolution, and baseball laces to represent how deeply the Phillies are stitched into the city's DNA. The uniforms as a whole were designed to capture the spirit of the past, present, and future of Philly.
I don't want to tell you what I want to do after I listen to that. That is the biggest wrath of BS to try to shove, and I said shove, a new Phillies uniform down your throat. You know, the one color on that uniform that is missing is green for the money that they're trying to make off of selling new jerseys. Here's a little thing. The skyline's inside the collar. So you don't even see the skyline. It's inside the collar. Great. The crack in the Liberty Bell represents Philadelphia's imperfect nature. I never heard that about the Liberty Bell. The blue collar represents the Philly core of blue-collar people. And a small-town feel. Since when is Philadelphia a small-town feel? The writing of Philly on the front represents Philadelphia, the Philadelphia historical documents. Well, the historical document in Philadelphia is the Declaration of Independence. In no way does that come close to representing anything in the Philadelphia Declaration, in the Declaration of Independence, which obviously we know was signed here in Philadelphia. It is the most ridiculous. The stitching represents... it represents the core. It's just, there's nothing about that uniform. And how many people knew that the Philadelphia flag, how many people knew there was a Philadelphia flag? And how many people knew it was blue and yellow gold? I like the colors blue and yellow gold, but not for a Phillies uniform. And then the patch on the sleeve, the love patch, to represent the love sculpture, which is supposed to be representative of Philadelphia. Here's a little bit of history for all those rocket scientists that marketed, that put together that jersey and marketed and said, oh, yeah, it represents the love sculpture in Philadelphia. It's unique to Philadelphia. Well, guess what? That love sculpture is in 50 cities around the world. Around the world. It was an artist done by Robert Indiana, and it's in 50 cities around the world. Just because it's here in Philadelphia doesn't mean it's unique to Philadelphia and doesn't mean that that should be a part of the uniform that's the City Connect. Your comments on the uniforms, the comments that I got on social media last night when I posted the players warming up, there were a lot of comments that some of them I can't say, but most of them. There were some people say, oh, yeah, I like them. Yeah, they just like them because the fact that I said that it looked like a softball team playing at Citizens Bank Park. And the number on Trey Turner's jersey looks like a question mark rather than a 7. I mean, they tried too hard to do something that has zero to do with the historic team in Major League Baseball. And they're historic because they're one of the oldest. That it connects in no way. It connects in no way. In no way with Philadelphia. Worst uniform in team history is one of the comments. The hat's nice. It's a Liberty Bell. But does it represent the Phillies? No, it's a Liberty Bell. Nice hat, but it represents it represents nothing. It's got a Liberty Bell, so that's cool. They should be playing down the lakes. Phillies are a red team. Nice colored jerseys, but no red, excuse me. It's just Miami Phillies. It's just hideous. Bring back the fat P burgundies. There was a burgundy jersey in 1979. They played one game in it, and it was disliked so much that was the end of it. The Phillies can't do that with this jersey because they said they're going to play every Friday night in this jersey. Uniforms are awful. There's so many. Somebody, well, I'm not going to say what they, here's a comment. Welcome to a new dawn of Phillies playing Friday night softball at CBP. They are awful. That's what it says.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
100% hate them. You know, there's people that like them. I like blue and yellow gold together. That's a nice mixture of colors. However, it is not the Phillies. It is not the Phillies. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to John in Southampton. John, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King.
Oh, you know, hold on for a second, John. I got to give the question to win the, and you might want to answer this. The question to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, which is a great place to go watch a game or just eat or just enjoy having a good time, the atmosphere, everything in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. So, but the question is pretty simple based on these uniforms. The worst uniforms you have ever seen in pro sports. And they're not ugly, but they're not Phillies. It's just they're not Phillies. The worst uniforms that you've seen in pro sports. All right, John, I'm sorry. You're on the air.
Hey, Howard. How you doing? All right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I've never had a bad day in my life, John.
I know, King. I know. You know what? Before I turned you on, last night when my wife put the game on, mm-hmm. it was around 7:45, and I looked at the TV screen and I said, "They look like softball jerseys."
That's exactly.
I mean, I could not believe they're hideous.
Softball now, at Citizens Bank Park now. Every Friday you're going to have at home. You're going to have softball.
And you know what you were talking about, that maroon jersey with the P on the left
yep.
breast.
Yep.
I have that jersey, believe it or not. I have that jersey hanging up in my collection.
Something, you know, it wasn't a good-looking jersey because it was too bland, but at least it said something about the Phillies. It connected with the color. It connected with a P that represents the Phillies. Yeah, these marketing people are supposed to be such geniuses.
It's all about money.
How can they market something that has no connection, zero connection to the Phillies? Zero.
See, now, connect the blue.
Because the flag is blue and yellow. It just, nobody even knew that. It's a joke.
Howard, the blue and the gold or the yellow is the city colors. Do you know who wore blue and gold and played football in this city? The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, the Eagles did a uniform that was powder blue and yellow, and they lasted one game.
That's the throwback from the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, and no connection.
And that goes back
they were one and done. This jersey should be one and done, but it won't be because they ordered too many to sell. It's all about selling jerseys, which
all right,
is really
so let's
sad.
Let's talk about the team a little bit, Howard. You know, you talk to Topper in the spring training. How long is he going to let this guy lead off? You got to put Stott and Turner at the top of that lineup because you need speed.
You need to generate runs when you don't slug.
Yeah, they don't slug. Harper hit three homers in one game, and we're supposed to break out of a.
Yeah,
and like you said, you can't depend on the long ball. To win you games.
We're going to slug at some point.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're going to slug, but they did after I asked them the question, and then they didn't last night. That is not conducive when you look at the teams that win championships. You know, the teams that are tops in slugging don't win a World Series. You know, you got to have good pitching, which the Phillies do right now. They do have good pitching, but you can't ask a pitcher to go out there and say, well, if I give up three or more runs, I'm in trouble winning the game. And that's basically what it is. They're in trouble
Here's another decision they're going to have to make.
Go ahead.
When Walker's healthy, are they going to get rid of Turnbull? I don't think
no,
so.
No, okay, that decision's already made. Walker, he stinks. All right, they scored a lot of runs for him last year. I don't know how he won as many games as he did, but they scored a lot of runs. He should not be in the rotation, and he won't be in the rotation as long as Turnbull pitches that way. All right, the question, the worst uniforms, I know I gave you short notice, that you have seen in pro sports.
Well, I already one popped right into my head. Do you remember those old Houston Astros jerseys?
With the shooting star.
Sunburst across the.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought they were very ugly.
Yeah, but that was a new team. If I remember, they came out when they were a new franchise. But whatever the case. All right, I'll put you in the mix. All right, John. Let's go to Craig. Craig in Washington, D.C. You're in D.C., Craig?
Yo, King, what's up, brother?
You tell me.
Man, been a while, brother. Had to get back in touch with you, man. Yeah.
All right.
Good conversation, man. How's everything up in Philly?
All right, so so what's on your mind?
I was calling. Just basically want to agree with you about, I got a jersey for you, but I also wanted to kind of agree with you on the whole Phillies thing. You know, with the big Penn State family that we have up in that area, you know, I bet you they're cringing looking at that thing too, because you know what the blue and gold stuff is. That's Michigan colors, even worse. I'm just like,
yeah,
Phillies
there's
really
teams
screwed
and,
that up.
Yeah, there's so many other notations for blue and gold or blue and yellow. It's a nice combination, but not for the Phillies.
No way.
City Connect. It's a joke.
Hey, so and then the Sixers, like you said, that Iverson thing, I mean, it's just a testament once again. I mean, I know, man, just seeing the Sixers owner over there, you know, doing the congratulations to Iverson and all. You just look at this guy. They're over in Camden. And I'm sitting here thinking, I was going to ask you, Howard, what do you think? If they don't get the downtown stadium,
downtown stadium would be an absolute disaster for the city of Philadelphia in so many ways, financially, the infrastructure, the crime. It is a complete joke if they have it. It should be where it is right now. Just partner up with Comcast. Forget about your ego. Forget about trying to make the franchise have more value. It's done. The city hasn't announced anything about a study because they know that study doesn't support an arena at that part of the city. It's a joke.
It's
a disgrace if they put an arena there. Disgraceful.
And then, your buddy Elliot, man, he cracks me up, man. I'm telling you, these guys, you got a muzzle. Put a muzzle on Elliot, man, with this whole...
He just says stuff to be stupid. He just says stuff to be stupid. Captain Clint.
I know.
Just says it to be stupid. And he doesn't care that it sounds stupid.
I mean, with the Eagles, it's like my thing. It's obvious, Howard. You do not need... You got to be kidding me, dude. You're sitting at 22. You know...
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want at 22?
I mean, you know, well, I'm in for trading back, to be honest with you. I'm not giving up anything to move up. I think we should move back.
Yeah, but here's the problem with trading back. They have a lot of picks. A lot of picks that aren't going to be able to – you're not going to be able to fit all those players on the team. You have a better opportunity to move up and get somebody. But we'll see what happens. All right, so what's your ugly uniform?
Oh, man, two of them are right in
our own seat. Worst uniform. Doesn't have to be ugly because it's not ugly. It's just a terrible uniform for the Phillies.
Two of them are right in our state, Howard, unfortunately. I swear, but I got to go with our own team, the freaking Eagles. That damn blue and yellow jersey stuff that McNabb and them wore.
Yeah, that blue and yellow was – that's why it was worn and done. Yep. Okay. All right, Craig, you're in the mix. That was a terrible jersey. One game. All right, 215-592-9494. But you knew the numbers. That's why I didn't have to give them until now. You knew the numbers. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to the phones. Eagles, what are they going to take? What do you want them to take at 22? We don't know what they're going to take. The jerseys, the Phillies are going to slug. But they didn't last night. And when they don't slug, they have a hard time winning. You got to figure something out. Change the lineup. I'm Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. Nice Saturday morning. City Connect. It is in no way connecting with the city or the Phillies, those softball jerseys that they got. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:26. All right. Tasty cake would be a great way to start off the morning. All right. We're talking about a lot of things. But one thing I'm talking about is just to start your morning and take a bite out of any tasty cake snack. A snack that could be a meal. I don't care what. The dipping sticks. I'm not a coffee dipper, but you can do it either way. You can have them straight up. The honey buns, the cakes, the butterscotch crimpets. Jelly crimpets are good, but I'm a butterscotch fan. The candy cakes. I like the peanut butter. Wherever, whatever you're doing, the paddled mini donuts, whether you're going to give them to your kids going to school for a nice little treat, wherever you're headed in Philadelphia, just take some tasty cake along with you. I mean, it just, there's nothing that you can.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab off the shelf that isn't just delicious. No matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, except no substance. Money. That's what the Phillies are looking for with these new jerseys. That had nothing to do with the Phillies. It's so brutal. Hey, I love the colors. And if you want to make that up for a softball team in Philadelphia somewhere or anywhere, yeah, go for it. But it's not the Phillies. All right, let's go to Antonio Douglasville. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Phillies uniforms. I don't really hate them or like them so much.
I mean, the colors are nice, but it has nothing to do with the Phillies and really has nothing to do with Philadelphia. I mean, yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah, but I remember back in 2007, the Eagles wore the same colors, and you defended those uniforms.
I didn't defend the uniforms. They were ugly. But first of all, they were. I love those colors together, but it's not the Eagles. I didn't defend them. They were one and done. I never defended them. You know, don't put words. No, I didn't. Don't put words in my mouth. I never defended them. And they were not. They had nothing to do with the history of the team. And that's where, if you're going to try to do something, at least connect in some way. These jerseys connect in no way. Those Eagles jerseys connected in no way. And then they dumped them after one game. Done. One and done. And that's what these jerseys should be. But they can't do it now because they've ordered too much product to sell. It's just they have nothing to do with a franchise that's been around longer than most major league franchises. Nothing to do with them.
Well, do you know what else? What you said would be one and done? You said the soda tax would be one and done, and that's still ongoing.
You know what? I didn't say. I said it was awful, and somebody and city council and their most of them are frauds. Now that Jim Kenney's out, they should try to do something about it because it hurt the owners of supermarkets in Philadelphia selling. And even their stores, that if something's in sugar, they just put a soda tax on it. And it's not a soda tax. And it's not a sugar tax because sodas that are diet sodas that don't have sugar in are still taxed. I didn't say it would be one and done. I said it was a disgrace. That's what I said. Okay, so
yeah.
If you're going to quote me, Antonio, if you're going to quote me, please do it properly. Okay? Please do it properly.
If the thing about the soda tax...
I don't want to talk about the soda tax. I don't want to talk about the soda tax.
Yeah, but the seltzer...
All right, Antonio, have a great day. You obviously just want to criticize things that you're trying to say that I said because you are a dope and a moron to come on the show. If you want to talk about the jerseys, talk about the jerseys. Don't start bringing everything else into it. Tim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? Long-time listener, 30 years, and this is the first time calling in.
Well, nice to have you calling. You're calling from Baltimore, huh?
Yeah, I am. Long-time Philly resident relocated down here. I've never felt compelled to call into the show until I saw the uniforms last night. And I don't agree with it. The colors are okay. I think they're some of the worst uniforms I've ever seen altogether, even to the point where, lifelong Philly fan, I almost thought about turning off the game because they were that offensive to my eye.
Somebody ripped Tom McCarthy, and I'm not even going to read the comment, but you know how great he said they were. They're not great. Hey, listen,
yeah.
I love the color blue and gold together. It's really a nice color together, but it's not the Phillies, and it's not Philadelphia. I don't care about the flag. Nobody knew that the flag was blue and yellow or blue and gold. It's a joke. And you heard what I said about the love patch. It depicts the love sculpture unique to Philadelphia. That love sculpture is in 50 cities around the world.
I think I've seen it to Philadelphia. But anyway, I didn't really have much else in the club. I just wanted to express my disgust.
Well, I'm glad you did. I mean, I asked a question. All right, can you think of jerseys that are the worst jerseys, the most obnoxious jerseys that you've seen for a team?
I'll go back to the NBA here when the Toronto Raptors came into the league. I don't know if you remember. They had this really silly, childish, giant cartoon of a dinosaur dribbling a basketball. And the
But it was at least, you know, they were the Raptors, and that was a Raptor. At least it identified something about the team. There's nothing on this jersey that identifies anything about the Phillies. Nothing.
Well, shows what their marketing department's made of right now, I suppose.
Yeah. I posted the Trey Turner, the 7 on Trey Turner's back. It looks like a question mark. These marketing people, I mean, they must have went overtime to lose overtime to have less touch with reality than anything. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tim, thanks for the call.
Yep.
It's a joke. Pete, boy, I'm getting a call from Los Angeles. I'm getting calls from all over the country. People are fired up. Pete, you're on WIP.
What's going on, King?
How are you?
Well, I'm awesome because I'm talking to you.
I understand that.
You know, you're generally... And I use the word, just like you, generally the smartest person in the world.
Well, I'm not the smartest
person. I don't even, like...
But I will be a doctor on May 3rd. Courtesy of Goldie Beacom College.
Goldie Beacom College.
Yep.
And I get, trust me, I don't even imagine how it was when you threw out the first pitch and they told you that you weren't going to be on the mound. You had it all warmed up, right?
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, listen, it was an honor for the Wilmington Blue Rocks to have me for their opening game to throw out a first pitch. And they were honoring me because I was, you know, going to receive a doctorate from the college, Goldie Beacom in Wilmington. So it's all good. It's all good.
It was very nice. I heard you speak about the players on the teams that they love baseball.
Well, they love the game more than I think major league than a lot, not all major league players, but a lot of major league players care about the money. Now, you want to be successful. You don't want to go out and embarrass yourself. But the hard work that they put in, I just think it's just they're more grinders because they have a long way to go. If they're in A ball, they have a long way to go.
So
in the end, you don't like the jersey.
You know what, Howard, I have a tough time with a lot of sports, just like you, with the NBA, like, who cares?
The things that they tried to, in that audio that Major League, it was a video that Major League Baseball, it's represented the Phillies' history, the documents, that's the Declaration of Independence, in no way does it represent that. Blue. It's the Phillies' core of blue-collar people. That's embarrassing. It's insulting. That's insulting to say that. The patch, the letters, represent the love sculpture, which is, as I just mentioned a little while ago, in 50 cities around the world. The crack in the Liberty Bell represents Philadelphia people, the imperfect nature of Philadelphia people. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's just the Liberty Bell's nice, but it doesn't represent the Phillies. And the hat's nice, but the rest—it's a softball team out there last night. Actually, they scored less than a softball team, to be honest with you. All right. So, what's your worst jersey, or your most obnoxious, or whatever? You didn't
Howard,
think about it.
I'm not going to answer because I'm in LA. Can I just talk about one little thing about media in Rose Valley and Wallingford, Pennsylvania? Michael Jack Schmidt and Tug McGraw, they used to go to the stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the best speeches ever by Tugger about Michael Jack.
Way back.
I'm just saying that most people, they say Delaware County and your son's going to be starting on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Most people don't understand that there is a nice place in Delaware County. It's called where Darren Dalton and everybody.
Well, yeah, we don't have to get into the areas of Philadelphia, but there's nice sections. Philadelphia's obviously got that, and I appreciate the call, Pete. It's early out there in L.A., and you got up early to call, but there's nice sections outside Philadelphia. Philadelphia still has too much crime for my for my nature, but I guess they're trying, but they got to do more. Just think, if they get a new arena downtown, just think about all the extra crime that can be created by that. That ain't gonna happen. It just can't happen. It's ridiculous. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the calls. Hey, you want to talk about the Eagles draft? I'm happy to do that, but I think a lot of people, based on the comments on social media that I got when I posted video of the players out there in those uniforms, they're fired up about how it is unrepresentative of the Phillies. You can talk about that draft coming up, and I'm going to play, when we come back, Allen Iverson. It sounded like he has some regrets. He actually does. And he pretty much says that. Regrets on things that he did while a player here in Philadelphia. We'll get to that when we come back. The time now is 8:41. Trick or treat, everybody. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. I hope people took their bags, their Halloween treat bags to the ballpark last night. And I hope you got some really good candy because it was Halloween last night at the Phillies game with those softball uniforms. Trick or treat, favorite candy. And you can't ever go wrong with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Can't ever go wrong with that. So, you know, Snickers is good. So hopefully you got some good candy last night and celebrated Halloween with the Phillies at the ballpark, at Citizens Bank Ballpark. Last night, because that's what it was. Trick or treat. You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me, right? All right. And I heard a spot there for Dietz and Watson. Great stuff. And no question that Dietz and Watson has a lot of delicious meats and cheeses. But I don't, and I guarantee you, this is a 100% guarantee. When Ike Reese read that endorsement spot and he said meats and artisan cheese, Ike Reese has zero idea what artisan cheese is. Zero. And I have zero idea what artisan cheese is. So Ben Kenny, who is working with me today on the other side, Ben, what is artisan cheese?
Do you want the straight definition? The internet.
Give me the straight definition. What is artisan cheese?
It is cheese made in a traditional or non-mechanized way of using high-quality ingredients, otherwise known as expensive.
So I still have no idea what artisan cheese is. You know what? American cheese, provolone, mozzarella, there's some sharp cheeses that are good. And there's another cheese out. Oh, it's offshoot of, why do I forget the name of it? I'm going to find it out because I got some. There's cheeses that are good, but artisan cheese, what's it supposed to taste like? All right. I got caught up on artisan cheese. I guarantee you, Ike has no clue what the hell it is either. And he's the one that did the endorsement for Dietz. Great product, but what the hell is artisan cheese? All right, who's the next caller, Ben? Al. Okay, Al, you're on WIP.
Yeah, okay. You know, there's ugly uniforms. I remember distinctly, because I go so far way back with you. I remember you distinctly saying you hated them and that they were disgusting. I remember that.
Which ones?
You know, those the Eagles uniforms.
Yeah, they didn't represent. Hey, listen, I love the color. Blue and gold and blue and yellow together is a sensational combination, but not for the Phillies.
Weren't they from the Frankfurt? Yeah, I agree with that. But weren't they from the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
Yes. So they, they kind of squeezed out some of the history of Philadelphia.
But it
wasn't it wasn't representative of Philadelphia, and it was a one and done. That jersey was a one and done. The Phillies burgundy jerseys were one and done. Yeah. This should be one and done, but they're not going to do it because they locked themselves in to a lot of marketing to sell jerseys. And really, that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with the history of a franchise that's been around for well over 100 years.
I agree.
It's a joke.
I agree. The other thing is, I was at the game yesterday, but I'll tell you something. Their uniforms are horrendous. But I can't, you know, and I'm wondering what's going to happen today. But, you know, they were losing 5-2, bases loaded, and Marsh takes three pitches that were strikes and strikes out.
Yeah, it was against, if I remember, it was against the left-hander, right?
And I wonder what Tom's going to do now, you know, because...
He wants him to hit against lefties, and he wants to
give him some... Right. I don't have no problem with that.
I'm okay with that, too. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
But just the way that I'm out there, and I've been, you know, all year, is that they're trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Okay. That's the problem. When they don't hit home runs, they don't score.
Topper
said, we're going to slug. We're going to slug. Well, they didn't last night, and they lose the game. All right, so Al, what's your most horrendous uniform that you've seen?
The Steelers, 2007.
Oh, the Bumblebee uniforms?
The
Bumblebee. Yeah, that was a bad one. Yeah, the Bumblebee uniforms. Yes. Okay, Al, thanks for the call. All right, yesterday, nice event at the Sixers practice facility. To unveil the Iverson. It's a sculpture. It's not a statue. It's too small to be a statue. Sculpture. But Iverson sounded like afterwards when he was talking, and, you know, obviously it was an honor for him, and he likes coming back, and he's grown up a little bit. I give him a lot of credit. He's grown up. But he has some reservations. We were talking about, you know, the game today, and so I brought up practice. And, you know, that will always live with him. You know, there were times, let's be honest, he didn't feel like practicing, so he didn't. And there were times that he did. But I can tell by what he said, and I'm going to play it for you now, that he had some reservations about that. Let's hear from Iverson.
And I wish I had the opportunity. I mean, I don't regret too many things in my life, but I wish I had the opportunity, instead of reacting in a negative way or just getting frustrated, you know what I mean? I wish I could have explained, like, how can you become an MVP? How can you become an all-star? How can you become a Hall of Famer and do all of these great things that I accomplished if I didn't practice? How do you think I got that good? I had to practice. So, like I said, I just thought it was a bad rap on me. One interview just turned into something legendary. It's funny, I'm walking in the streets and people come to me and say, practice, we talk about practice, and I'd be like, man, out of all the things I accomplished in my career, that's the only thing you come up with. Crazy.
And the reason that happened is because Larry Brown was upset that he didn't practice enough. So, but he has regrets, and I give him credit. Allen Iverson has grown up a lot. It seems like he's grown up a lot, and talking to him over the past few years, and every time he comes into town, I usually talk to him, and we're cool, and he understands. I was doing my job, and, you know, he looks back on it, and he wishes some of the things could have changed, but he did excite people. Probably one of the most exciting, he and Julius Erving were probably the two most exciting because of the way the showmanship of the way they played the game. Probably two of the most exciting players in Sixers history as far as the showmanship. I mean, Barkley was fun, but he couldn't do the things that those guys could do athletically. So they're two of the most, but it was nice to see Allen yesterday and a lot of the former players that I got to say hello to yesterday at the Sixers facility. The only problem with those sculptures, they're inside the facility, and the fans can't ever see them because you're not allowed inside. And it's there's reasons, obviously, they don't put them outside. I think they're worried about people maybe defacing them. It's kind of sad that people can't see them. But anyway, talk Eagles draft. I want to talk about that when we come back. What are you looking for? The draft's less than 2 weeks away. Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni, I believe this week, are going to talk to the media. They're not going to say anything, but they're going to talk to the media about the draft. Will they tell us anything? Probably not. What do you want them to tell us? What do you want them to tell us? But we'll get to that. We can still talk about these unrepresentative, I'll call them unrepresentative uniforms that softball team played in last night. The time now is 8:56. Oh, I want to tell you about, because if you're hungry, I don't want to tell you, I am going to tell you about Tasty Cake. Because I just think about the last time you had a Tasty Cake. Think about the time you took the first bite. Boy, this is really delicious. Then you went for the second bite. Then you went for the next Tasty Cake in the package. And it doesn't matter. The honey buns are delicious. The mini donuts. I like the pies. I mean, I like the butterscotch crimpets. I mean, you can go right down the list. The peanut butter candy cakes. Whatever it is. But the pies, and they have some new pies. Always liked the Tasty Clair pie. That was always one of my favorites. But there's so many good things. Doesn't matter what it is. Dipping sticks, pecan swirls. Whatever it is, if you get a Tasty Cake, you're going to love it. Whether it's morning, midday, nighttime, snacks for the kids. It's all great. No matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. 94 WIP, hour number two. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. I hope you enjoyed your Halloween night at Citizens Bank Park with that softball team playing last night at the park. It's uniforms. It's a joke. It really is a joke. It's in that audio, and I'm going to play it again. I love to listen to the... It is the biggest bunch of total BS that I've ever heard produced to try to explain and shove the City Connect jerseys. Unfortunately, it doesn't connect with the city, and it doesn't connect with the Phillies. All right, and the team, Rob Thompson, we're going to slug. If you don't think we're going to slug, yeah, we're going to slug.
We're going to slug at some point.
Yeah, okay. Well, they didn't last night. They did the game after I asked the question about, you know, what can you do to help score runs? Well, I got the answer, and I've had it since spring training. The top of the lineup, speed, get guys running around the bases. You're still going to hit home runs when you hit home runs. Schwarber's he's such a great guy, and he's a good teammate, and he's everything about that, but he's not a leadoff hitter. He's not a leadoff hitter. Let's stop with this nonsense. Stop. 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 Stott, Turner. Have guys run around the bases. And it might get Turner to be more consistent as a player. But I love the responses. And the Eagles, the draft, less than 2 weeks. A lot of people have a lot of ideas, but it's hard to figure out what they're going to do at 22. And there's a good chance that they draft up. A lot of responses. One response, they put a gif of, cartoon characters dressed up for Halloween. Another response, they have to be one of the worst offensive teams statistically. And now they're talking about the Phillies scoring runs without a home run involved. Schwarber's still not a leadoff hitter. If the Phillies really want to connect to the cities about the jerseys, stop doing things like taking away Dollar Dog Night, that's correct, or other fun promotions. Just put an exciting, competitive team on the field each and every night. Give it your all, and we'll stay connected. Don't need another uniform. Another response, I hate those uniforms so much, I'm glad they lost wearing them. Now that's bad. When a team wants to see you lose. Trey Turner's number 7 on his back looks like a question mark, and somebody agrees with that. And then another person agrees with me 100% about the Phillies needing to change the lineup. How about the response? Hey, King, the world is upside down. The Phillies aren't even red anymore. It's just, come on. It's enough. It's just stop trying to just sell a new jersey, or at least connect and say, you got to have a real a Phillies P or a little red or something there, something, but not what you have, not what you have. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning. Morning, King. Morning.
Hey, Joe, can you keep this in 5 hours or less, your conversation?
Yeah, I think I can.
Okay. All right, let's try.
Now, King, the Phillies uniform, that's just awful what they're going to do.
Okay. I
mean, that
kind of describes that in a good part. All right,
yeah.
Next.
Now, you mentioned from time to time how bad the NBA is. Right.
Terrible, terrible product.
Well, yeah, but they just managed to get worse. Earlier this week, in a game between the Bucks and the Celtics, Celtics did not go to the foul line once in the entire game. How could that happen?
Is that right? I didn't even know that.
Yes, once, not once.
That's impossible.
Correct.
Either the officials overdo it, obviously, and if that's the case, then they underdid it.
Now, the second point about the NBA, it happened this week. Golden State was playing the Lakers. They hit 26 three-point shots.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. And what did you want to say about the Phillies, Joe?
They can't play small ball. They just can't.
And not with that lineup, they can't.
No.
But they're going to slug.
They got to hit home runs.
They're going to slug.
And one last point.
Yeah.
Important. You mentioned from time to time how corrupt Philadelphia is.
No, I don't think the crime is kind of sad. It's just too much.
Yeah. But the city cannot spend one dime without the approval of the Pikem Board. They have to submit a budget. Pikem Board has to approve.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's just break it down to its simplest form. You're talking about the arena. There's no way that arena can be a tenth of market. It would jam up the city. Jefferson Hospital, that hasn't even come up to being something something's got to be done, because there's an emergency room two blocks away. How do you get an ambulance through if there's an event that night? It doesn't work. All right, the worst uniform, Joe.
When the Pirates went over to those skin-tight uniforms, it looked awful.
Okay. All right, you're in. There's one other baseball jersey that comes to mind that was brought to my attention. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ron in Monco. Ron, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
How are you?
I'm all right, Howard. Never had a bad day in my life.
All right, good.
So anyway, Howard, check this out. You know, it's one thing for the fans, you know, the fans that really pay attention and, you know, watch these guys every day and to know that this is a home run team. This is a long ball team, okay? It's one thing for us to know that. But then for the manager to get in front of a microphone and say that we're just going to slug our way out of it, okay, that's a whole other thing, okay? Basically, that's coming down from Dombrowski for him even to think he can say that, okay? So that is how they operate, okay? So they confirmed, yeah, they're a long ball team. And I'm here to tell you, they are not going to win a World Series. And I don't care how they adjust the lineup, okay? It's not going to happen.
You can't just by slugging
win
a World Series. And they have good
pitching.
It's a shame. The pitchers go out and they say, well, if I give up three or more runs, I'm in trouble. You can't. And I know they don't think that, but they know that they have to really keep it down. It's terrible.
And I'm telling you, this whole era, okay, this whole era is going to be a bust. Let's call it the Harper era, because that's really what it is. He's got a 13-year deal, okay? He basically had, and I'm not blaming this all on him. I'm not, you know, because
no, it's not all.
No, I mean, this thing was, listen, they had a fork in the road. 6 years ago, which way they were going to go. Were they going to homegrown and bite the bullet and start with the farm system and build the thing the right way, or then were they going to buy it like the 83 Phillies tried to do? And they chose the latter, okay? So the trajectory was set before Dombrowski got here. So I don't blame him, but I blame him for the B-listers that he brought in here to get this thing moving forward. The right fielder, the DH guy, okay? These guys are B-listers. These guys are not superstars, okay? And I'm telling you, it's going to be a bust. It's going to be a total bust. They're never going to win a series with this. And I got a question for you on this. They're never going to win anything with this bunch. I'm just telling you that now. It's not going to happen. But I got a question.
Make it quick. Go ahead.
Okay. What is your favorite era of baseball? And I'm going to give you mine. The 70s into the 80s.
There's a lot of different eras for a lot of different reasons. Because the Phillies were just that 70s, that mid to late 70s, early 80s team was a good era because they had really a bunch of Hall of Famers.
I'm not even talking about the Phillies. I'm talking about baseball.
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Okay, here's my uniform. The 76 Chi Sox wearing shorts on a baseball field.
That was in the 70s.
76.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. So is that your worst uniform, huh? That's a good one. Okay, yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. All right, let me see. Again, when you think about that, players weren't sure. Now, that was a softball uniform. That was clearly a softball uniform. When players were wearing shorts and the White Sox wore shorts. They wore shorts for that game. That is crazy. I lost. Barry? Barry, you're on WIP. Barry, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? Long time listener. I think the jerseys are ugly too, and I think they look like the Philadelphia Union jerseys.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. But there's no connection with the Phillies, with the franchise that it is.
Because you're right, Phillies is red. I would think they would make it some red.
Something that identifies the Philadelphia Phillies. It's terrible.
My wife likes them, but I don't like them. I mean, maybe the hats are nice with the Liberty Bell, but like you said, it doesn't really represent the Phillies. But
wait a minute. Yeah. According to that that video that Major League Baseball put out, the crack in the Liberty Bell represents the Philadelphia people's imperfect nature. What?
I guess at the Vet Stadium when they had the Liberty Bell up on the
who knows
up on the
it's
stadium.
Just, hey, listen, the Liberty Bell is Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that's fine. Okay, but it's a baseball team, and it's the Phillies that has a long, long history.
Yeah. And when I saw those uniforms, I can't look like they're playing soccer. Looks like I'm watching the Union.
it's terrible. It's terrible. So what's your
jersey? Guys just stole my thunder with the White Sox late 70s.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the shorts and the collars. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was a really good one. That was a really good one.
The one I could think of is the hockey New York Islanders. If you can remember early 90s, I think it was like a fisherman. They only had it for a couple of years. I thought they were ugly.
You know, and there's a Flyers jersey that didn't last long. It wasn't a jersey. It was a uniform. So, all right. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. By the way, the Eagles Autism Challenge is coming up May 18th. And there are a lot of things that are going on. I'm trying to do my best to raise whatever money. And there's a link if people last week, I gave them a shout out when they made donations on my Twitter. But also, there's a fundraiser the 21st, April 21st from 4 to 7. It's the third annual Beef and Beer at the Westchester Barnabys, and it benefits EAC. That's April 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. I'm going to try to stop by there, go to the Phillies game, and afterwards I'll try to stop by there. And hopefully people come out and represent and help support and autism. It's a great, great way to donate money. There really is a lot of need for you to help. All right, let's go to, here will be a total waste of time, but I'm willing to do it, Cowboy Nitwit Jim.
Would you rather listen to me or the City Connect audio? Which one? Twitter poll question.
I'd rather listen to the City Connect audio so I can rip it even more than I rip you.
Oh, by the way, genius, artisan cheese is made by hand with high-quality ingredients. So okay. That is artisan cheese.
Okay. I didn't know, so I wanted to know, because Dietz & Watson has so many great products, I wanted to know what artisan cheese was.
Could you tell some of your hosts there at WIP, Jack Fritz, stop complaining about the Philly struggles because of bad weather? Doesn't the other team play bad weather?
That's a poor excuse. Poor excuse.
Well, that's Jack Fritz. It's raining. It's cold. They can't hit. Well, they have to hit in cold weather in October, November, right?
You know, when they don't hit home runs, they have trouble scoring, and that's a problem.
We know that.
Really,
we all
know
that.
Yeah.
As for that uniform, it looks more like a beer can or a high energy drink. I mean, it's just terrible. And
you know, I love blue and gold together. Blue and yellow is a great combination of colors, but not for the Phillies. And it doesn't represent the city. That's such a joke. The love sculpture, which is supposed to be unique to Philadelphia, is in 50 cities around the world.
That's
the patch. The patch is supposed to represent the love sculpture. What's that?
Oh. Is someone in 30 or 40 years going to be wearing that at a Phillies game? No. You know, you got
somebody in 5 minutes isn't going to be wearing that.
Exactly. It's just for money. It's just,
it's kind of a shame that that's what it's come to. But hey, listen, somebody, they obviously hired somebody to be creative and market a new jersey. Those marketing people should never, ever again do anything connected with sports. Never again. Never. Never.
Well, somebody let them do it. So, you know.
Well, yeah, because they think they're brilliant. They think they're brilliant. Stop. It's a joke. It really is a joke.
Well, as for my Cowboy picks, if you want to get into the Dallas Cowboy picks, I'm hoping
for this
year.
They stink anyway, but go ahead.
I'm hoping for the running back, Jonathan Brooks from Texas. We need him.
Where do they pick in the draft?
They're 24th, I believe, 24th. Okay. But they're also that kid, the Oregon center, Jackson Powers Johnson. Center from there, and then a tackle from Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton.
You know what? It doesn't matter what they do, because Micah Parsons is going to screw up the team. Can't ever win with Dak Prescott, and you can't ever win with Jerry Jones. So, I mean, end of story. Doesn't matter what they draft.
Are you going to go see Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson come out in wheelchairs for that concert? Because I can't believe those. What
stop
are they, 85 years old?
Come on, stop. It's just now you're hitting below the belt. All right, get out of here.
No, I wouldn't.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Now he's ripping concerts. That's not fair. All right. Couple of things that I do want to play. Allen Iverson talked about the future. He was asked on, I guess it was NBA Live by Perkins. What's Perkins' first name? Kendrick Perkins, who's sometimes he says something with some sort of intelligence, sometimes he says nothing. But he asked Iverson, the player he looks for in the future of this NBA. If you have that, Ben, let's play that.
When you look at the young stars, young superstars that are coming, Tyrese Maxey, SGA, Luka, Anthony Edwards, in your eyes, who do you think is the next face of the NBA?
tough one.
Man, Luka is crazy, man. You know what I mean? Like,
his
skill set is just, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, Perk, man, this guy's scoring 70, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's wide open. And I saw when you and Steve was debating when they was talking about me scoring what I would score in this era. but it's just wide open. Like, it's basically like if you beat your man, which was the easiest thing in the world to do for me, if you beat the guy that's guarding you, then where's the help? The center a lot of time is not standing under the basket like he do. You know what I mean? Like he used to when you got to run right to the Shaq after you beat somebody. It's hard to guard Luka one-on-one, man. Like, and his skill is so crazy.
You know what? Luka might be the MVP. I know Mark Cuban's pushing it. For Luka, he might be the MVP. He really is that good. He does so many things. You know, if you wanted to start with one player, and I guess age comes into it, if you wanted one player to start a franchise, Iverson might be right. It could be Luka, and I'd have no problem with that. He does so many, so many things well. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let me see who we got here. It's just Jacob. Jacob, you're on WIP.
Oh, 1 second. You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, let me take over. Hi, yeah. So, like, I wanted to, number one, good morning, King. First time caller, listening for a long time.
Thank you.
Man, I'm real worried about this draft. I hear everybody talking on the other radio stations and other hours that they want offense. My main question is, do you think Saquon's going to be able to make it through the whole year? Like, with health-wise?
That's a hypothetical. You can't answer that question. You hope. I don't know.
You hope. You hope. Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, how many players can you say, it's a 17-game season, can you say are going to make it the way they have these schedules and short weeks and all these other things and the trip to Brazil, and which is the first game, which is it's good that it's a first game so you don't have to worry about mixing that into the schedule. But I don't know. But he's obviously going to help their offense. When he's healthy, he's going to help their offense. Who do you want the Eagles to take at 22?
Draft-wise, I need a starter, honestly, and I'm tired of, like, if
it's hard to get a starter at 22.
You don't. You move up. So you trade up. I'm down for the trade up. I like the kids from Alabama. I like it's hard to – I'm not really that interested in the edge rushers this year. That's normally what they would go for, but I like some of these corners coming out this year.
Here's what's not going to please you. They're going to take
that?
A tackle. Because it's not going to please you, but that Lane Johnson can't last forever. I hope he lasts
for
a lot of years, but he can't last forever. So you got to think about the future there too. And you certainly want a corner. That's not going to please you because he may not start right away. Because if you were in the top eight and there was a corner up there like Jalen Ramsey was when they drafted him in Sauce Gardner, but they're not in that position. So you're not going to get a starter. You're gonna have to live with no starter.
Do you think they're gonna go for Powers, the guard center?
No, because they have guards and they have centers, and
exactly,
you don't really take them in the first round.
Okay,
you don't take it, but you take a tackle in the first round for sure. All right, what's your most obnoxious, awful uniform?
So it's not as obnoxious as the jerseys that I saw last night, but I feel like Philly always gets the short end of the stick when it comes to different jerseys. They did the color rush jerseys, and every team got colors that were towards their team and really, like, popped out and stood out. I think we got the weakest ones out of the whole 32 teams.
Which one is that, the Phillies jersey?
No, the Eagles jerseys, the alternative color rush. They did it a few years back.
Oh, yeah, the blue and the yellow.
Yes.
Yeah, I think somebody already did. Yeah, somebody already had that. But that is it, and that's why it was a one and done. It was a one and done. It's like, okay, can't do this again. It just doesn't. It doesn't represent the team and the history. But I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. All right, before we go, I'm going to play it again because it just drives me crazy. Because sometimes you like to hear BS, and this audio from Major League Baseball explaining the City Connect jerseys is, if you ever wanted to hear a wrath of BS and absolute garbage and non-truths, here it is. Let's hear it explaining the City Connect jerseys.
City Connect uniforms have arrived, and here's everything you need to know. The colors blue and yellow are inspired by Philadelphia's flag, which has been unchanged since its inception. The city's rich history is reflected in the lettering, which is reminiscent of our country's historic founding documents. The subtle pattern on the chest plate is inspired by the crack on the Liberty Bell, which is also symbolic of Philly's imperfect nature. Never perfect, but continually striving for better. Philadelphia's skyline will be proudly depicted on the inside of the jersey's collar. But notice the bright blue shade. This was meant to represent Philly's core, a blue-collar, big city with a small-town feel. Moving on to the hat. The iconic Liberty Bell and skyline are featured with two stars as a nod to the traditional Phillies logo type. The sweatband and undervisor feature filigree inspired by Liberty Bell etchings, and their placement mimics that of historic underground revolutions, a common theme in Philadelphia. Last but not least is the sleeve patch. The patch displays the city's nickname, the City of Brotherly Love, with the Liberty Bell taking the place of the O. The letters are stacked as a nod to the love sculpture that sits in the heart of the city. Some of the finer details include an etching pattern similar to literature found around the time of the Revolution, and baseball laces to represent how deeply the Phillies are stitched into the city's DNA. The uniforms as a whole were designed to capture the spirit of the past, present, and future of Philly.
The time of the Revolution. They're bringing in the time of the Revolution. The blue is for the blue-collar workers. Bring in the Declaration of Independence. The love sculpture, unique to Philadelphia, for the patch. The love sculpture is in 50 cities around the world, by the way. Same love sculpture, designed by an artist named Robert Indiana. Just the crack in the Liberty Bell for the imperfect nature of Philadelphia. Whew. You know, if you ever wanted a lot of BS, you just got it. We'll be right back. The time is 9:27. Winding down on a Saturday morning. Always fun on a Saturday morning. All the subjects may not always be fun. Hey, listen, I know the Phillies, and they, to their credit, haven't said anything to me criticizing these jerseys. I love the color of blue and gold, but it's not the Phillies. That's my biggest issue. Stick to your brand. Don't lose sight of your brand. You know, if you want to represent City Connect, have Ben Franklin fly a kite on the jerseys. Put a cartoon on the jerseys. I mean, don't ever lose sight of your history or your brand. And that's what they did. And that's a mistake. They lost sight of it. To create a new jersey to sell product. Not about selling. They're making enough. Major league teams make plenty of money. And there's a point where you got to say, it shouldn't just be about money. It should be about the fans. And those uniforms have nothing to do with a connection to the Philadelphia Phillies. And that's my point. That's my final answer. And that's what I'm sticking to. By the way, I want to thank Chris Bonadano. And Chris, I hope I pronounced your name right. Bonadano, who made a nice donation to the Eagles Autism Challenge on my page. The bike ride walk is coming up May 18th. I mentioned the beef and beer in Westchester at Barnaby's next Sunday. So, but anyway, Chris, thank you very much. And told people if they made a donation, I would love to give them a shout out. All right, let's go back to the phones. And Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, King, how you doing?
Another day in paradise, Joe.
I know in the offseason when you talked about the lineup, and I agree with everything you're saying. I think they need a table setter and change up the order and all that stuff. But
they need to create speed at the top to generate runs when they don't hit home runs.
Exactly. But how close did they come to moving Castellanos in the offseason, or was there any talk that the internally?
I don't think they were close because I don't think a lot of teams wanted him.
Yeah, yeah, I can see why. Yeah, it's just because I know it's just not one guy, but he is just killing this team. I've had enough watching him just go up there with no plan.
They signed him based on that year he had in, what was it, Cincinnati? And it just, that year just never happened again. He's obviously got some talent, but he just, I don't know that there's a spot in the lineup for him where he could be more effective. Obviously, he needs to hit in front of a good hitter so he gets better pitches. But when you're down in the lineup, that's not going to happen.
And I think he's not built for the city. I mean, the whining about the scoreboard and I'm down in the order, and it's just
I think he's gotten a little bit better, but yeah, maybe he's not built for the city. But he doesn't let that. I don't think he lets that affect him anymore.
My least favorite uniform before I get to that. I grew up in Feltonville, and the guy, the moron that said that he made the comment about the Eagles jerseys. I don't even remember that, but youth organization was the Tampa Rams. Those Eagles uniforms from '07 look like the Tampa Rams uniforms. It's hilarious.
Yeah, somebody already mentioned that the powder blue and yellow, it wasn't their brand. You can't lose sight of who you are and your brand.
Exactly.
And these softball jerseys by the Phillies lost sight of their brand. It doesn't connect with the city. That's a bunch of nonsense and hogwash. You heard that audio. But, hey, Joe, they're just not Phillies. Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Gary in Vineland. Gary, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Good. I've never had a bad day in my life. It's terrific.
I've heard that. Can you do me? Can we go back just for Cowboy Stewardess to the once during the week and once on the weekend? Because three times a day with him is just oof.
Well, I can't tell you about the other shows, but it's all right. But I don't, you know, I sometimes I humor him and sometimes I kill him, and a lot of times I just hang up on them.
Well, we like those times.
Yep.
I'm about to see my son throw a javelin. The part I don't understand is the City Connect is supposed to connect with the city. It's not with the Phillies. So.
Yeah, but it doesn't even connect with the city.
The
patch is supposed to be the love sculpture, which is in 50 cities around the world.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bell, the hat's not, I like the hat, but it doesn't represent the Phillies at all. It's a Liberty Bell.
Yeah, but that's what everybody thinks the Liberty Bell is the city. I agree they could have definitely done better.
Liberty Bell is the city. It is the city.
If you look at, like, Pittsburgh, they just have PGH across because they couldn't get the rights to put in the area code on it.
Well, whatever.
Like it's just a horrible idea, and you're 100% right. It's a money grab. And as soon as I saw that stripe down the pants, I thought exactly what you thought. It's a softball jersey.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a softball jersey. So do you have the worst, the most obnoxious that you can think of?
Well, I thought that somebody was going to get it when you gave it away. The Flyers in the sweatpants.
Yes, that was that uniform. The Flyers, the sweatpants. What is that? Did that last 2 years, 1 or 2 years? I think that was that 1 or 2 years that lasted.
I think it was 2 years, but I think like the reason why they got rid of it because the players hated it.
Yeah, Well, the players didn't like the burgundy jerseys of the Phillies, and that's why they got rid of it too. One of the players called Rooley Carpenter and said, "That's enough," and that was the end of it. But they can't do that now because they have so much product produced to sell in the store. So it's all about the money grab. It really is. It's kind of a shame, but it's the way of the world. Hey, thanks Gary. Thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. Draft, get closer and closer. You know, we sit there and we watch the draft, and we're watching for trades. And we're watching for the Eagles possibly moving up. That's the real energy that comes in that draft. Are they going to trade up? You know who they're going to take at 22? It's just if they draft at 22. Somehow I just don't think they will draft at 22. I think they're going to move up because they got a lot of picks to maneuver with. So, but we're getting closer and people are thinking about names. But it's hard to think about names when you. I think there's at best a 50-50 chance that they don't draft at 22. 50% that they draft at 22. I think they'll move up. All right. 592-9494. But you have the number. You know the number. We'll come back. We'll take care of the last segment. Get your thoughts to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great, great place. Food, atmosphere, three locations. More locations to come. And right now the locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lyonville. I'm Howard Eskin. The time is 9:40. Oh, it's time to grab something to eat. As soon as I get off the air today, I'm trying to figure out which tasty cake that I want for my snack in the morning. I could close my eyes and reach and take any one of those products, the Dippin' Sticks, the pecan squirrels, the butterscotch candy, butterscotch crimpets, the peanut butter candy cakes, the pies, the cakes, the mini donuts. They're all good. Whether you're going to eat them for yourself as a snack, whether the kids are going to take them to school when you pack their lunch, whether you just need a snack during the day, whatever it is, so many delicious products from Tasty Cake. And you can't go wrong taking a bite into any one of them. So no matter what, or no matter when, you want something to hit the spot every time, Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes. WIP. Being the new afternoon show starts on Tuesday, you got to listen to an Eskin every day in the afternoon. Boy, how lucky are you? Whatever. Whatever. It's just, hey, listen, it's all good. And hearing Jason Kelsey talk about the Eagles Autism Challenge, I will be there on May 18th. And I want to thank everybody that's made a donation. There's a link on my Twitter page. A couple people have made donations. One is anonymous. I'd like to acknowledge that person, but when they make the donation, I'd be happy to acknowledge, but one person just was happy to make the donation. All right, let's kind of clean this thing up. And there's some good guesses on the most obnoxious or worst jersey, and there's still some that are out there that haven't been mentioned, but let's see if we get them. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, how you doing? Been a long time.
Another day in paradise, Jack.
Let me ask you a question. Why does your hatred towards the 76ers franchise prevent you from doing your job? I mean, how do you call yourself a Philadelphia sports talk show host when you didn't even bring up the Sixers and their winning streak and the fact that we're going in, you know, they're Embiid's back?
I don't understand it.
You do your best.
I think it's wonderful, Jack. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, you didn't even talk. You're talking about stupid blue and yellow jerseys. Yeah, but you know what?
That's a topic that people wanted to talk about.
No, come on, please. Look at what you're doing. You're doing
okay,
your best.
Do you think I'm going to ask you a simple question, and this will be the last question I ask you. All right. Do you think people are more interested in the Sixers or the NFL draft and the Eagles?
My call off, and I know there's other people calling about it. You don't want to talk about it.
No, I've gone in order the calls. Hey, Jack, I'll wish you have a happy weekend. Have a great weekend, Jack. Jack calls to bitch every week. Let's go to, and that's what he does. He just bitches every week. He just finds something to bitch about. Hey, they won 8 in a row. They beat garbage. Did they beat any good teams? It's all about the play. And that's the same thing with the Phillies. The regular season is nice, and it's a long regular season. But unless they achieve something in the playoffs, it doesn't make any difference. Unless the 76ers achieve something in the playoffs, it doesn't make any difference. And I talked about the really nice event that they had yesterday to unveil the sculpture of Allen Iverson. It's just, they beat Orlando. And they're beating, they beat San Antonio. And they beat bad teams. The playoffs, eventually you're going to play a good team. I don't know if Milwaukee's a good team, and I don't know if they're going to play them. But it doesn't matter. Jack, I hope you enjoyed whining and complaining. Just grab some cheese now. Go along with that wine, Jack. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Let me tell you why people aren't talking about the Sixers, Howard.
Go ahead.
Because they're not going anywhere. They're not.
That's a good reason. That's a good reason.
They're not, seriously. You know, yeah, they won seven or eight, whatever it is. That's great. They're going to get in the playoff. We've been there. We've done that.
I know.
You know, Embiid's limping around last night. It's just a matter of time when they play anybody. First off, the NBA regular season is a joke.
It's horrible. It's garbage.
I didn't call about this, but watching them play with the amount and lack of energy they play with, after watching women's college basketball and men's college basketball,
when they play
like
hard,
watching, they play hard all the time.
I know. I agree with you. Allen Iverson brought up a great point. Somebody asked him about the game today. And there's no defense. Forget about it. That's why there's such high scores. And there's no season that as many players scored 50 or more as this season. In the same week, two players scored 70. It was Embiid and Luka. In the same week, it's a disgrace. But Allen Iverson brought up a great point. He says centers play out high, so there's nobody to stop you going to the basket anymore. And then everybody shoots threes and goes to the basket. It's the game is bad.
It's
a
terrible.
Broken product.
Shot selection, this, that. I didn't call for that, though, but God, who cares?
Whatever. But you wanted to say something about the – do you want to say something about the uniforms? Because that's on the people's minds. They saw that last night.
I saw those uniforms.
And there's an emotional reaction to those uniforms. There's no emotional reaction of Sixers beating Orlando. Who gives a damn?
Those uniforms last night were comical. They were comical. I had to, like – see if I was seeing things. That's the first time I've seen them. I didn't see them online, nothing. They were comical. This team, forget about the uniforms for a second. This team's not going anywhere with this offense. I'm telling you right now.
That's another thing. See, people are right now, the Phillies, in the minds of people, start the season, had a chance to go to the World Series, and then, you know, anything could happen. But if they don't generate runs without slugging, as Topper would say, then they're not going to be able to win ultimately when it counts. And the Sixers, you know, there's some wannabes that think the Sixers can win a championship. That's all well and good. But the Phillies are right now the emotion of the city. They want so bad for them to get to a World Series and win it. And the way they play offense without hitting home runs is just not good enough.
Howard, here's the deal, right? If they don't hit home runs, they don't generate runs, right?
All right, and make it quick.
But they don't swing at good pitches.
That's another problem. Hey, Mark, do you have an awful uniform?
I don't know if it was said, but the original Tampa Bay Buccaneer uniforms were disgusting.
It was not said, but I'll put that in the mix. All right, thanks. All right, let me see if I can get Dave. I know you wanted to talk about the Phillies, but go ahead, make it
Howard,
quick.
Howard, 1980, Manny Trio single-handedly took out the worst baseball uniform, the Houston Astros, to move on to World Series, win our first World Series. I never thought we would have an uglier uniform than the 1980s Houston Astros.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that, but
uniform.
I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Rob in Torresdale. Rob, kind of wrap it up for me, will you?
Howard, I just think they're changing the lineup. I don't think it's going to make a difference because they don't hit anyway. And my ugly uniform is the 68 Padres.
Okay. All right, you got it. All right, Bill, you're the last one, Bill. Go ahead. Give me.
My ugliest uniform is that when the starting quarterback says they're ugly as hell and they look like a bunch of turds running around the football field, of about 6 years ago, Jacksonville Jaguars, they were mustard yellow jerseys and pants. They were hideous.
Okay. All right, you're in the mix there. All right. All right, Ben, it was a Interesting. There have been a lot of ugly uniforms. And the Phillies uniform is not ugly. It just doesn't represent the city. It doesn't represent, it clearly doesn't represent the team. And that's the problem. And if I wanted to go watch a team playing softball, I'd go somewhere other than Citizens Bank Park, and they look like a softball team. But whatever. So some marketing people got a little too carried away with themselves, and they have no connection with the city or the team. So stop all that nonsense. All right, Ben Kenny's going to come up with what was the most obnoxious or worst that somebody came up with.
Well, I want to give it to Mark because of the delivery. That was great. But I'm going to go with Alan Lumberton, who said the Steelers bumblebee uniforms.
They were disgusting. That was awful. It was a clown show. It really was a clown show. It really was. That was just an awful, funny, stupid. But I'll tell you what, next Friday night when the Phillies wear these unrepresentative Phillies jerseys, I hope Ben Franklin comes out and I hope it's windy enough that he can go fly a kite before the game. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? That would represent, that would connect with Philadelphia. All right. Ben Kenny on the other side. Thanks, Ben. If you missed the show, any of it, I'm going to podcast it soon. Jody Mack and Mike Sielski coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend and enjoy it. Phillies today at, I believe it's 4 o'clock. At least tomorrow. They have a 10-game homestand. They started a 10-game homestand with the Pirates. But you can't just slug Topper. You got to generate runs some other way. You can't just slug. Everybody have a great weekend. And thanks for being a part of this morning. And, you know, the people want to whine. I'll try to send you some cheese. WIP Sports Time is now 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.